about that something about a woman. Oh, about a woman.
WRCO-FM in Richland Center, and that was Jake Owen. Hope you have a great day in southwest Wisconsin. We have some regular features coming up there, a special guest star, and birthdays and anniversaries in the next half hour or so. This update at 7 is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of southwest Wisconsin, the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and PCB Wealth Management. It's 45 degrees.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
News. I'm Sherry Preston. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky shaking up his cabinet as the Russians strike more targets in western Ukraine. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge is in Kyiv.
Russia launching a brutal assault on Ukrainian cities. Residential buildings engulfed in flames after explosive drones and missiles bombarded Lviv. Killing at least 7 people and injuring more than 30, including children, say local officials. It comes just a day after one of the deadliest Russian missile strikes of the war.
Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kula submitting his resignation today. A federal judge has rejected Donald Trump's request to intervene in his New York hush money criminal case, sentencing on the more than 30 felonies he was convicted of, scheduled for later this month. The British government is out with a damning report on the Grenfell Tower fire that killed 72 people. It says regulations were ignored by both the government and the construction industry. This is ABC News. Fraud charges filed against a former top aide to New York Governor Kathy Hochul. ABC's Aaron Katursky says Linda Sun is accused of acting as an agent for China. Some of the allegations include trying to make changes to official statements.
Even small details like word changes, like references to Taiwan or the portrayal of China in official statements or documents, seemingly small, innocuous things, but federal prosecutors say they warranted those criminal charges and were significant enough to the Chinese that they were willing to pay millions of dollars in kickbacks.
Less than a week after being shot in the chest during a robbery, San Francisco 49ers rookie Ricky Pearsall paying a visit to the team's training facility. This is his teammate, Jake Brendel.
Absolutely amazing what happened, to be honest. I mean, it's one in 100, one in 200, one in 300 chance of surviving that sort of injury.
He's expected to miss at least 4 games. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Are you saving enough to maintain your current lifestyle throughout your retirement years? Is it time to increase your retirement plan contributions? Could you get more out of your retirement plan if you changed your allocation of funds?
Rob Renish at PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, can help you determine if it would be in your best interest to make these or other changes to your retirement plan. Call him today at 608-588-9946 or simply stop by any local branch to arrange a free, no-obligation personal consultation. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations, may lose value.
It's more than living, it's living well. Now might be the right time to consider the advantages of assisted living. Schmidt Woodland Hills is offering all private rooms in their Westview assisted living community. We are fully staffed and prepared to care for your loved ones with the dignity and respect they deserve. When only the highest quality of care will do, remember Schmidt Woodland Hills. Call Westview manager Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931 with questions or for more information.
Our Labor Day sale is going on now at Court & Main. It's the perfect time to refresh your home. Enjoy 25% off all custom leather and upholstery, including recliners, sofas, love seats, and sectionals. Save 50% on all sheets, mattress protectors, adjustable bases, and pillows when you purchase a mattress. And don't forget, get a jump on the holidays with 50% off all holiday decor. Visit us at Court & Main in Richland Center and take advantage of these fantastic deals. These offers are too good to miss, so stop by before they're gone. Transform your home for less with Court & Main.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 80 with some sunshine. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy and a low of 53. High near 80 Thursday with a 30% chance of a few showers or light thunderstorms. Thursday night, partly cloudy, a low of 52. And Friday, partly sunny, breezy and cooler, a high of 65. Currently at the WRCO studios, after the midnight reading of 52, we are down from that to the current mark. It is 45 degrees. And that's how it goes weather-wise today. Today here at the studios in Richland Center, this is Luke Bryan.
That old familiar meant to kill your middle finger, rearview mirror supposed to make a country boy sad. I should be in my recliner, whiskey typing up one-liners, crying, trying to get you back. Yeah, I know how that country song goes. I'm supposed to be hard, bro. But I got a beer in my hand, and I got it raised up high. I ain't gotta give it my damn right. I can do this all night. Country done came to town. This town don't stand a chance. I holler at the ladies, dancing like crazy. New Luke Casey's fresh up out the deer stand.
Giving this high, one part of my plan. Wasn't even gonna try.
I don't. I got some ski back there. I'm about tempted there, but, you know, no, I never have a ski before 7:30 in the morning. Anyway, coming up, we'll see who we've got. Henry Bray, we still can't find him. We saw him on a milk carton, but he might be back one of these days. We've got a special guest star to star in the studio this morning in just a little bit. This is Jana Kramer.
If they do, they don't admit it, no, no. she knows is getting healthy. She still smokes a couple when she drinks, but the bars are getting harder. They don't ever card her. And she's bored with all the boys. Men are too damn old. She's sick of summer love, but the winter's just too cold. She's a Maryland in blue jeans with a touch of Jackie O. She's stuck between 17 and everyone she knows. Everyone she knows. She goes out on Saturday night. She comes home late. She don't have to fight. She thinks, ain't got it all, but I got it all right. And for a minute, she's glad that she ain't lying. Everyone she knows. She's born with all the boys. Men are too damn old. She's sick of summer love. The winter's just too cold. She's a Maryland in blue jeans with a touch of Jackie O. She's stuck between 17 and everyone she knows. Everyone she knows. Everyone she knows. Everyone she knows. Everyone she knows.
Kenny Chesney on WRCO Radio today, the 4th of September. How can that be? Here we go, and we'll have a special guest coming up here in a moment from WRCO. Also, a little bit later on, your chance to qualify for some Brewer tickets. Ooh, and that unveiling of Just a Bit Outside, a new movie about the 82 Brewers. I was there back in the day. Well, I wasn't playing for them, but I was listening to them back in the day. But between 8 and 9 this morning, your chance to text in and qualify. So we'll give you the key word today between 8 and 9 of what you should be texting to the WRCO Civic Media app.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is committed to excellence with a goal of 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services, from water heaters and septics to kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. Bathroom remodels are our specialty, no matter the size. When heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, our experienced troubleshooters will diagnose and find the most reliable, lowest cost solution. Call 647-6345 or visit WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
Options that are clear and easy to understand. At WCCU Credit Union, our checking accounts are both straightforward and affordable. No gimmicks. Choose from either Freedom or Awards Checking. Both have no minimum balance requirements and no monthly service fees. The Awards Checking earns an exceptional dividend rate for using direct deposit, debit cards, and e-statements. Freedom Checking offers all the same conveniences, but you're not required to use them. For more information or to open your account, visit us online at our new web address, wccu.coop, or stop by any of our WCCU offices. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
The Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. Today's sale at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca starts at 11:30. Today's auction will include a quality run of recently fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, plus a breeding age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com and don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning at 11:30, including today.
Muscadet Hometown Prescription Services, located in the Muscadet Medical Center. Many people believe that their fastest, cheapest option for medication care is the big box stores, retail chains, or mail. Muscadet Hometown Prescription Services in Muscadet wants you to decide for yourself. Come Come visit and check out the facts of care, cost, and convenience. At Hometown, our family caring for your family. Muscadet Hometown Prescription Services, located in the Muscadet Medical Center.
A quiet crisis is affecting rural America, and it's time we talk about it. Suicide rates nearly doubled in our rural communities between 2000 and 2020, and the numbers continue to rise. For many, stigmas around mental illness prevent them from seeking help. It's okay to talk about suicide. Dial 988 if you are experiencing a mental health crisis. If you or someone in your family farms, you can access support through the Wisconsin Farmer Wellness Helpline at 888-901-2558.
Wednesday's Roundup, proudly sponsored by Muller & Sons Excavating, Julie Karen State Farm, and Napa Auto & Truck Parts. The midweek show promises lots of laughs and entertainment, so tune in for some good vibes and a break from the daily grind.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rounded up today. Again, we couldn't round up Hank, so I had to go to the bench and bring on Brandon Ewing. How are you, Brandon?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Not too bad.
Yeah.
The all-star right fielder is here today.
Backup.
Backup right
Backup.
Fielder. Yeah. So Henry's the starting right fielder.
Are you sure?
Well,
where is he?
Well, I don't know. I think he deserved a couple of days off. So
I don't know.
We let him this time. So, yeah.
So funny, though, as I'm getting ready to leave this morning, because I have to go on the road as soon as this is done, my daughter Violet was like, "Hey, Daddy, where are you going?" I'm like, "Oh, I'm going to go on the radio with Phil, Uncle Phil." And she goes, "Well, can I come?" And yeah. I said, "Well, maybe someday, honey. You know, it's."
That'd be a good interview. I
tell you what, she's going to be a social butterfly. She gets that from her mom. It was nice to hear Fuzz yesterday.
He did a great job.
Did an amazing job.
Yeah, good substitute teacher for us.
Yeah.
You know,
well, so. I tell you what, when I start thinking about Fuzz, for years, I don't know if he started it, but Sunrise Basketball up at the high school. And, man, it was, I think, 6:15, 6:30-ish. They'd do shoot-arounds to pick teams. And, we would play for about an hour right before school started. And you want to talk about getting an education before getting an education. So, yeah, I used to go up there and play with all those guys. Guys like Fuzz, Tom Shields, Tom Williams, Ralph Hemling, Steve Kohlstedt. And those guys played every morning. And
good exercise. And Fuzz is a wrestling guy, too.
I know. You know? I'd always pick on him, you know. But I'm telling you, I'd see missing teeth, black eyes, concussions. Those guys did not take it easy on each other, on us young guys. And there was a stretch where I think Andrea really didn't want me to go play.
Didn't want a little boy to get hurt.
No, well, I don't know. I needed a little beaten up. But and taking the ball inside was always a little bit concerning.
Yes, yes, you know? Yes.
So,
yep, I remember that because we had a adult league, so to speak, at Ithaca for a little while. And, yeah, you better check your insurance policy before you
Absolutely.
Go.
Anna, it's funny that you say that because Anna's always like I'm still playing a little bit and she's like, "You sure you're going to do this? And don't you get hurt."
Easier said than done, right?
Did you have a good Labor Day?
Oh, we did. Yeah.
What'd you do?
Oh, well, June had me cleaning out the garage, you know. And
so stuff around the house.
And I didn't put it around the house. I put it back in the garage.
Did you grill out?
No, didn't do that. No, I didn't. You know, it's when you get to be kind of an empty nester, which we are now, to get the grill out, get the charcoal just for two, it's not really worth it.
You know? Did you see the hot dog contest on Monday?
No, I didn't. Did you?
So Joey Chestnut set the world record with 83 hot dogs, beating Kobayashi.
Oh,
Didn't see that?
Well, he got kicked out of the July 4th
So
one,
they
right?
did like a 1v1 on Labor Day. And
it was awesome.
83 hot dogs. Can you imagine?
I can't.
No, neither can I.
One or two would do me in.
So they had that hot dog eating contest here about maybe 4 or 5 years ago. And that was when I was coaching basketball at the fireworks fest. And I just remember hearing over the loudspeaker, "Brandon Ewing, you're needed up here." So I came up. and I took part in the Richland Center hot dogging.
And how'd you do?
I was not going to lose.
Oh, really?
No. I think so. I promised myself I was going to eat one more than the person that was closest to me. So I was watching down the line and I see somebody was at 9. So I'm like, I got to eat 10. So I won it with 10.
Wow. Okay. That's buns and all?
Buns and all. And honestly, I don't know if I could have done another hot dog. So it made me sick to my stomach.
Did you dip them in water? Like,
oh, yeah. I tried it and I was like, yeah, I'm only going to eat 10.
That's kind of gross.
It's gross. And then I heard you on the radio with Church League softball.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The big knockdown dragout championship night.
Did you do both games though?
We did.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. We did.
Good.
So
I was so bummed. We were so close. I played on St. Mary's.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You almost made the radio.
Almost.
And almost.
I was telling Grant Worthington and others, it's like, that was my Super Bowl. You know, I wanted to be on the radio with you.
Yeah. Maybe
third
next
inning.
Year.
Was that what it
yeah,
was?
Yeah. Well, yeah. A guest star. Yeah. You'd always come on in home talent games in the third inning. That was your chance to play.
It was my chance to play or pick on all my teammates. One of the two.
I had quite an embarrassment. I embarrass myself quite often, but I'm driving the grandkids yesterday. Supposed to be in a Zoom meeting. You know.
How'd that go?
Well, not real well because they schedule these at really great times. As you know, and so it's mandatory. So I get it on the phone before I start driving. So I'm be hands free. And as I'm driving, the phone falls over on the passenger side, okay? So I can still hear it. It's no problem. I can still hear it. I'm driving around. All of a sudden, I hear, Phil Nee, do you have a question? I can't reach it because I'm driving.
Yeah.
Then somebody else, Phil, do you have a question? Because when it fell, it hit the hand.
Hands up.
The hands up.
Been there.
And just let it go.
There's a stretch, though, because I'm on a lot of Zoom meetings, a lot of Teams meetings, and I kind of position my arms around the steering wheel with my phone in my hands.
Wait a minute. That's not safe.
And if anybody sees me doing that, honk.
Don't try that at home, kids.
Shame me. Shame me. But you just got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, you do. That's true.
So, Football Fridays.
Football Friday. The Packers, it looks like it's going to go.
And yeah.
It's been rumored all week that they may or they may not play because of the wildfires.
Yep. And other things.
Other things going on. Can you imagine if you're a fan and you've got tickets and you're going and you've got hotel reservations and all of a sudden they say, whoops, nope, it's moving to Philadelphia.
So, did you hear the mandates that the NFL was telling the players? They can't leave their hotel rooms. Tell your families not to come. What does that say?
Yeah, exactly.
You got to expand the brand. I can understand that. But
I suppose, right. Yeah. I just football to me is supposed to be at noon on Sunday.
Agreed.
That's my thing.
Well, so the Badgers. And then, to be honest, I forgot the Packers played on Friday. Right. I thought it was a Thursday night game. So when I got on line earlier this week and was looking at it, I'm like, oh, shoot. Because we're at Riverdale and with Riverdale and Potosi Cassville on
Friday night. You're refereeing
that. Yeah, so it's, I don't know.
And you got to have Peacock to watch it.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, you do? Okay.
And I will watch it when I get home.
Sure.
But I don't know. Shouldn't it be sacred? Shouldn't Friday nights be sacred for high school football?
Well, I've said this for years for the Badgers, too. If we were in Texas, it would not happen.
Absolutely.
High school football is number one.
I agree. And you know what? That's the thing. It should be Friday night high school, Saturday.
Badgers.
And the Badgers.
Badgers at 11.
And then NFL.
Packers at noon.
Oh, you got it.
I'm old school, Brandon, but what do you do? Speaking of football, here's a dilemma. I thought I better ask you because I need some advice.
Okay.
I'm going to you. So WRCO has the Fantasy Football League again this year.
Oh.
So my starting quarterbacks, Dak Prescott, Jordan Love.
Okay.
Who should I start?
You got to go Jordan.
You think
you
so?
You have to.
But Dak's supposed to get more points.
So here's the thing. Dak, it's going to take him a couple of weeks with CD coming back a little late.
All right.
That offense is not going to be clicking early.
All right.
Okay? Wait a couple of weeks. Jordan's going to be fine. He's got all those weapons. Yeah.
Jordan Love.
Jordan Love.
Now, if I get my tail handed to me this week, I'm
Call
coming
me.
Back.
You. You know my number. Okay.
Yes.
You need to... How do we bring back doubleheaders on WRCO?
Doubleheaders?
Yeah, the high school doubleheaders.
Friday night football doubleheaders? Yeah. I'm a fan of those.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I remember that when I was young.
We stopped doing it partly because, you know, there were sponsors that would complain that, you know, how come, you know, that game is so late? And then we'd have fans and be like, well, how come our game is delayed? So.
Well, if you want, I can do a game mic'd up.
Mic'd
you
know. Up while you're refereeing? Okay.
How would that go?
Yeah, I don't know. Hey, ref, what are you seeing out there? Yeah. What, when you're reffing, do you ever hear, do you have that imaginary wall there?
Okay, so.
What's the biggest dig somebody's ever?
Oh, my gosh, I can't say it. Okay. Yeah, there's been some pretty rotten stuff said to officials. But, you know, I remember people would always ask, well, do you hear the crowd when you're coaching?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't hear a thing. Like, I am
right.
Zoned in. Same thing with officiating. For the most part, football is different because there's times in between the play. But with basketball, it's like bang, bang, bang. You don't really hear. You're always thinking, what's the next? It's
sure.
A chess game match. And, you know, football's a little different. But, you know, when the whistle sounds, like I'm pretty locked in.
Sure. Yeah, well, I just appreciate you doing that.
No,
It's nice to have somebody like under 60 that's still refereeing because we need some younger people.
And Terry would always be like, well, do you watch some of these games? I'm like, yeah. He's like, look at all these old heads out there running around or not running around. And I get it. There's a shortage and mm-hmm. you know, but we're working for the kids. You know, if we're not doing it, the kids aren't playing.
Right.
And so hustle a little bit. Get up and down the field, you know. Make it seem like you care. And I'm generalizing, right? But, you know, there's just a lot to be said about, you know, working hard for the kids, working mm-hmm. hard for the communities.
Right. Grateful that we have them because we have had some shortages where games have had to be moved and things
absolutely.
Like that.
So, yeah, absolutely. Well, and so they're moving a lot of games from Fridays to Thursdays so that a lot of the crews can do multiple games. But so you're burning out officials,
too. You're burning out officials. So, again, that brings up another question. My question is, and I rallied for several teams in the area. I'm like, can you move your game to Thursday because the Packers play and we have to carry the Packers, obviously. And
Nobody
moved.
Really?
Nobody moved. Yeah. Wouldn't you think that the officials would want to do it on Thursday so they can watch the Packers?
Yeah.
Well, wouldn't listen to poor old Phil. Maybe they'll listen to poor old Brandon.
Well, I don't know. I can do the rally.
Okay. All right.
So
anything else
you ready for the fair?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah. Sure. It's going to be a good weekend for us.
It's going to be beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything? What do you remember most about the fair?
I remember, you know, like that first time when you can be away from your parents and have a little bit of freedom, you know, because when I first went, you know, you'd walk around with your parents. But that first chance to go out with your friends and, you know, maybe win pick a duck for a cute girl you know, or something. Yeah.
So it was all you can drink milk. Do you remember for a quarter?
Oh.
Quarter.
Oh, I don't
all you
remember
can drink
that.
Milk.
Really?
And I'm telling you, we abused that. And it didn't match well with the Gravitron in the zipper.
I had a bad experience with the Tilt-A-Whirl. You know, especially if you got some fool that's in there with you that wants to spin the car, you know. It's like double spin.
What is it about? It's like that point of demarcation is 38, right? Yeah. I think once you hit 38, anything like spinning and it's miserable.
Right.
Miserable. Yeah. We were on the swings the other weekend, and I look over at Anna, and it's... can't do it.
No, I can't watch a merry-go-round standing on the ground, watch a merry-go-round.
Actually, you're making my stomach churn.
Gotta
right
go.
Now.
Yeah. 10 hot dogs, and then you can't swing now.
In
your younger day. All right. So, you're going to win Anna a teddy bear at the fair?
I'm going to try my hardest.
There you go. Spend $50, you know, and see if you can do it.
There's a song about that.
Yeah, I think there is. Well, I appreciate you coming in. And
it's always fun.
Playing backup, man. It's good to see you again.
So is Hank going to pop out somewhere and have like a rattlesnake this time that he wants us to eat?
Ooh, yeah, exactly. What was it last time? It was
a cricket.
Bad cricket.
I'm telling you guys, we didn't do it justice playing that back. That cricket was probably an inch long, and
it tasted like what I think a cricket probably tastes like. There was no nacho cheese in there. Whatever it was supposed
nacho
to
bacon.
Be. Nacho bacon.
That was the biggest lie.
And then I said to him after, I was like, "Well, what did you taste it?" Well, I didn't try them. Well, jeepers.
So who was he just waiting for me to come in?
Yeah, I think he was
because he knew I'd do it.
He knew that the next victim.
Oh,
he didn't want to do it, so he was going to pawn it off on you. Oh well. Hank,
thank you.
Hank. Yeah, thanks for coming in, man. Yeah. Safe travels to you.
Yeah, thanks.
Good luck.
Until next time.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'll bring Violet.
Okay, next time. Appreciate that. Brandon Ewing joining us here as a guest fill-in on WRCO's Roundup. We'll be right back.
Get your dirt work done right with Mueller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca with our new location. Call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Mueller & Sons Excavating.
For generations, the Cairns family has been rooted in Richland County as small business owners. At Julie Cairns State Farm, you will find a local, dedicated team that leads with honest intentions to properly protect you. Yes, saving money is important, yet so is doing business with local professionals that will be there when you need them. We're here to participate in your lives, in our community's growth, and in helping create opportunities to make positive changes. Yes, you can save money, and yes, we will offer you remarkable service. Yet most importantly, our core values will make you proud to do business with us. Like a good neighbor, Julie Cairns State Farm is there.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full service options, including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
Hey everyone, Jamie here from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know that pet ownership in the U.S. is at an all-time high with approximately 79.7 million families claiming at least one pet? Well, with pets come the inevitable accidents that literally can wreak havoc on your carpets. But with Mohawk Smart Strand Forever Clean Carpet with all pet warranty, you can rest assured that your carpet will remain forever fresh. If you or your pets are in need of new carpet, now is the time to stop into Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center. Check us out on the web at badgerlandflooring.com.
It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on-the-farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindle's today, 647-5851.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first-time Nana moments.
Now, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls' trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you are 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Notes on today, some notes in history. Gilligan's Island premiered on CBS in 1964. So let's see what else happened. Oh, yes, the rock musical Godspell closed on Broadway. The year was 1977. And singer Dottie West died in the year of 1991 after being injured in a car accident. Some notes on the celebrity side today. Birthdays include actress Mitzi Gaynor, who is 93 today. And also born today, actor-comedian Damon Wayans, 64. Actor Noah Taylor is 55 as well on the 4th of September. A birthday and anniversary salute is next, courtesy of The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
the Shoebox was voted Madison's favorite shoe store, and they have what you need for back-to-school shoes. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox. With all the latest styles for teachers, coaches, and especially the students, the Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox opens 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday, Austin Nowak of Highland, on your quarter of a century birthday, from your Blue River cousin, Charles. Also to Andrea Herbert from Dad. Happy birthday, Elaine Hendricks, from Sue, Cheryl, and Beth. Enjoy your day. Alyssa Olson, love from Uncle Ole, Tiffany, and the kids. Happy birthday from Grandpa and Grandma Olson. And Alyssa, all the best from Butch and Margaret and Alfred as well. Hoping that you have a great day today. Happy birthday from your favorite brother, Jace, and from Mom and Dad to Alyssa Olson today. To Melvern Cook from Marge, Bill, Grant, Jamie, Nick, Carla, and their families. Happy birthday, grandson Noah Weiss, nephew and cousin from Grandma Bowen, Papa Tom, Uncle Dee and Aunt Dana, Uncle Dale and Auntie Ange, Uncle Jess, and also Aunt Amanda, and along with all the Hackle, Wallace, and Westby cousins. Hope you have a great day in first grade today. And happy seventh to the baby of the family, Noah Weiss. We hope you have a great day at school and fun at the father-son banquet tonight. Love from Mom and Dad and all your older siblings, Maybell, Garrison, Will, Ella, Elijah, and Molly, and your best friend, Bear. To Alice Kern from Lori and the Guys. Brian Kleppy, hope you're having a great day, from Linda. To Scarlet Fruit from Mom, Dad, Finley, and Emerson. Have a great day. Happy birthday, Devin Workman. This is from Rexy, Grandpa, and Mom. To Deb Walling, all the best from Andy, Brooke, Jake, and Luke. Happy birthday, Deb Walling. Love from your friend, Sarah. Deb Walling from Richland Center United Methodist Church, and from Dean and Lori. We salute you today. Happy birthday to Deb. Little Willow Birthday Club salutes Logan Fry, Jacob Hess, and also Caden Coe. Have a great day today from the Richland Center Free Methodist Church families to Croy Calhoun and Dania Tivis. We have a wish for Bill Jr. from his parents, Bill and Tressa Ward. And happy birthday to Sarah Campbell from the wards. Also, greetings from the Bloom City Town Crier to Norman Bedard, Vicki Bedard, and to Croy Calhoun, Elaine Hendricks, Dania Tivis, Deb Walling, and happy anniversary, Stephen and Lacey Banker. From the Richland Center Lions, happy birthday, Missy Rowan, Jeff Martin, Randy Fry, Kaylee Perry, Deb Walling, and Paula Wilson, along with Melvern Cook. Happy anniversary, Brian and Stephanie Perkins, and James and Diet Thomas. Happy anniversary wishes to Janice Pedersen, the Good Wife, 59 years from Clark. Also to Clark from the Good Wife. All the best to you on your anniversary today, to the Pedersens, and also to Clark and Janice from Ryan, Katie, and Rip, and from the Park Street Christian Church. Don and Irma Miller, happy anniversary from Five Points Lutheran Church. To Al and Jan Starr from your friends at Town and Country Presbyterian Church. Muscadet, Blue River, and Avoca Lions today with wishes for Jason Buss, Raina Hackett, Shelley Meese, Seth Neuheisel, Tabitha Stanick, and Aubrey K. Rux. Happy anniversary, Dan and Patty Behrens, and Brad and Mindy Cradwell. To Jerome and Sandy Durst from Butch and Mug, happy anniversary. And we also say happy anniversary, Mom and Dad, Jerome and Sandy, 59 today, from Al and Carmen and all the kids. And last but not least, happy 20 years, Steve. So hard to believe it has been that long. Happy anniversary, and here's to another 20 years. I love you, from Lacey. To Steve and Lacey, the bankers, celebrating an anniversary today.
It's her birthday or your anniversary. Do something different for her this year. Have her jewelry refreshed or restored to new. This is Jamie at JJ Walsh Jewelers, and we can help you with this. We have two skilled jewelers in store every day, and we can rebuild, refinish, or restore her jewelry to new. What a romantic gesture that would be. Our craftsmanship, mixed with the technology we use, we can repair nearly any jewelry. Laser welding, laser engraving, 3D printing from CAD, and more. JJ Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Phil Nee, hoping you have a great day. Thanks to our special guest today, Brandon Ewing. And Joanne has the news coming up next. Oakwood Fruit Farm is open. Stop by for the area's best new crop apples, Honey Crisp, Gala, and Macintosh. Also, the bakery is open with fresh apple cider donuts, homemade caramel apples, take-and-bake pies, turnovers. The fall mums are in. Discount Tuesdays are back with 10% off all apple purchases. Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca, on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs and like them on Facebook.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Our Labor Day sale is going on now at Court & Main. It's the perfect time to refresh your home. Enjoy 25% off all custom leather and upholstery, including recliners, sofas, love seats, and sectionals. Save 50% on all sheets, mattress protectors, adjustable bases, and pillows when you purchase a mattress. And don't forget, get a jump on the holidays with 50% off all holiday decor. Visit us at Court & Main in Richland Center and take advantage of these fantastic deals. These offers are too good to miss, so stop by before they're gone. Transform your home for less with Court & Main.
Good morning. It is a sunny 48 degrees in Richland Center at 745. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, Jones Chevrolet Buick, and Walsh's Ace Hardware. Sunny, breezy, and warmer than normal today, a high of 80. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy with a low of 53. After a low this morning of 45, it's 48 degrees.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Thursday, September 12th, at our Richland Center store only, we are having a Milwaukee one-day tool sale. Stop in and see demos with the latest Milwaukee M18 tools, plus great deals on kits and bear tools. Also, there will be free giveaways, food, and soda. So stop in from 10 to 2 at our Richland Center store only to see this sale and other great deals available. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Platteville police are trying to identify a body found Monday night. Two people called in to the police saying they found what appeared to be a body in the woods. The state crime lab has collected the remains and will try to determine how the person died and who they are. Anyone with information is asked to call the Platteville Police Department. Children around Wisconsin are back in school this week. Wisconsin law enforcement agencies are asking drivers to keep those children in mind by being alert and cautious, putting down phone, obeying posted speed limits, and sharing the road with young pedestrians. According to research by the National Safety Council, most of the children who lose their lives in school bus-related incidents are 4 to 7 years old, and they're walking. In addition to stopping for buses with their stop arm extended, motorists should always stop for a school patrol officer or crossing guard holding up a stop sign. Gow will fight to keep his tenure in front of the UW Board of Regents Personnel Committee later this month. The committee will then draft a recommendation for the full Board of Regents to consider. Universities of Wisconsin officials are looking to revoke Gow's tenure over pornographic videos he and his wife made and posted online in July. UW La Crosse's faculty committee unanimously recommended Gow have his tenure revoked and be fired. Revoking Gow's tenure would strip him of pension fund and he'd lose his teaching position in the communications department. Gow was fired as UW La Crosse's chancellor last December. Richland Center has hired a new city clerk. At last night's city council meeting, alderperson Melanie Walters reported that Amanda Keller of Richland Center, who has been serving as the administrative assistant for a short time, has been hired to serve as the new city clerk. Walters also announced that the position of zoning administrator has finally been filled. Economic Development Director Jason Glassbrenner also reported to the council that the grant package to do work needed by the city for the new hospital location was approved. Alderperson Mark Chambers announced that a new shelter is coming to the splash pad at Crosscut Park. The improvements at the splash pad are being funded by the Rotary Club. Chambers also reported that the park board is discussing new lighting at Crosscut Park. Alderperson Karen Tepley advised the council that while the city recently installed Wayfair signs so visitors can easily find areas of town, there is something new to come. She announced that the city will be placing trailhead signs marking the access points for the bike trail. The Richland Center City Council also approved a number of items at last night's meeting. Items included an application by the Marion M. Carley Revocable Trust to divide a parcel of land located at 286 West 6th Street. The request includes making the Dario a standalone building and to tear down the housing that is attached to it. The old housing will be replaced with two detached duplexes. Also approved was a renewal of legal services with Appswain Law LLC at $150 an hour. This contract maintains Michael Windle as the city attorney. Modification of the industrial park parcel boundaries, a temporary Class B picnic license for the Greater Richland Area Chamber for Hispanic Heritage Day at Crosscut Park September 14th, a temporary Class B beer and Class B wine license for the Greater Richland Area Chamber of Commerce for a beer and wine walk on October 4th, and a temporary Class B beer and Class B wine license for Richland County Performing Arts Council for a concert on October 11th. City Administrator Ashley Oliphant also invites anyone who would like to give of their time to the city to find opportunities on the city's website. Opportunities to serve on a committee, board, or commission to influence local governance and promote positive change are possible. It's an opportunity to bring your perspectives and skills to the table. Simply go online to richlandcenterwi.gov, click on the government tab, and then opportunities to serve. A public information meeting regarding the findings of the Richland Campus and Governmental Buildings Feasibility Study conducted by Venture Architects will be held this evening. During this time, Venture Architects will present the findings of their evaluations of the Richland Campus as well as the Richland County Courthouse and Community Services Building. This will be the first time anyone has heard the findings, including the Richland County Board of Supervisors. Dave Turk serves as the board chair.
We're looking forward to hearing the information Wednesday night as much as the public, and then we have to start really thinking about stuff. So we know it's been a slower process than people would have liked, and we would love to have answers a lot quicker than we have, but we also, as Candace said, we need to do this right. So we want to be careful, get all the information we need, and then make the best decisions we can.
Beginning at 6 this evening at the White House Ramada Inn Banquet Room, Venture Architects will relay its findings to everyone in the community at the same time. County Administrator Candace Pesch urges all interested parties to attend.
You can park around the back and enter in the banquet room doors from the back parking lot, especially for those that access is a challenge. That way you don't have to worry about stairs or an elevator. Otherwise, you can come in the main front doors and go right down the stairs, and you will be right down into the banquet room.
A virtual option will also be available for those needing it through the Richland County government website. No future plans for the campus will be discussed at this time. Judging begins today at the Richland County Fair. Judging for flowers and houseplants, foods, and photography will begin at 8 o'clock. Today is also entry day for swine from 10 to 2 and beef, sheep, goats, rabbits, and poultry from 10 to 4. Vet checks will be held at 5. 4-H weigh-in for sheep and goats will be held at 6. The Coon Creek Community Watershed Council is celebrating its third season, as well as its 91st anniversary of the nation's first watershed conservation project, which was centered in Coon Valley. A meeting at the Coon Valley Conservation Club today will include live music, a community dinner, a State of the Watershed address, and other conservation project updates from watershed residents, a tour of a project CCWC funded at the Coon Valley Conservation Club, and more. Dinner and music will begin at 5:30, followed by the State of the Watershed address and other speakers at 6:30. The Coon Valley Conservation Club is located at S1005 Knutson Lane in Coon Valley. The event is free and all are welcome. Guests are encouraged to bring their own picnic wear. The American Red Cross is urging you to make the gift of life through a blood donation. Due to an emergency blood shortage, blood donors of all types, especially those with type O blood, are urged to give as soon as possible to help patients receive life-saving medical care. Your opportunity to give the gift of life will be available Friday from 11:30 to 5:30 at the Mineral Point Rescue Squad building. To make an appointment, download the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Wisconsin lawmaker urges NFL and Packers to pull out of the Brazil game. Republican State Representative John Mako says not only should the game be played in the U.S. for safety, but also out of principle and moral obligation. Mako cites several issues, including a contentious election, censorship, and growth in crime for why the game should be moved. Friday's game between the Packers and the Philadelphia Eagles at Corinthians Arena in Sao Paulo marks the first ever in South America. 23-year-old Chad Richards has been arrested in connection in the shooting death of 21-year-old Kara Welsh. Whitewater police responded to an apartment Friday night and found Welsh dead of multiple gunshot wounds. Investigators determined an argument between Welsh and Richards preceded the shooting. Richards faces charges including first-degree intentional homicide. Welsh was a national champion gymnast and two-time All-American for UW-Whitewater.
Shop the Back to School Blitz at Town & Country TV & Appliance. Find upgrades for your kitchen, including special buys on KitchenAid Whisper Quiet and fully featured dishwashers. Clean your clothes with a new laundry pair featuring a Whirlpool washer with removable agitator. Maybe it's time for a new stove. See the selection and the savings in both Reedsburg and Richland Center stores. Open in Richland Center from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday and Reedsburg Monday, Tuesday, and Thursdays 11 to 5. TownAndCountryRC.com.
Today is Wednesday, September 4th. Joseph Jedwin, Joe Pop Palfrey, 35, of Richland Center, died August 25th as the result of a motorcycle accident. Memorial services will be held today at 2 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel today from noon until the time of service at 2. Joseph Jedwin, Joe Pop Palfrey, 35, of Richland Center. Alfred Thomas, Tom Sharp, 74, of Richland Center, died last Wednesday at home. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 5 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Friday from 3 until the time of service at 5. Alfred Thomas, Tom Sharp, 74, of Richland Center. Catherine Alice Steiner, 95, of rural Blue River, died August 9th. A memorial service will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday at Mount Zion Backroads Church. Burial will be at the West Fork Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Saturday, September 7th, from 9 until the time of service at 11. Catherine Alice Steiner, 95, of rural Blue River. Marcia Ann Gilbank, 82, formerly of Richland Center, died August 17th. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11:30 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. A live stream of the service will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11:30. Memorials may be directed to the Alzheimer's Association. Marcia Ann Gilbank, 82, formerly of Richland Center. Dolores May D. Gray, 94, of Platteville, died Thursday at home. A funeral service will be held Saturday at noon at the Platteville United Methodist Church. Burial will be at a later date in the Sauk City Cemetery. Friends may call at the Platteville United Methodist Church Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. In lieu of flowers, a memorial fund has been established. The Melby Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Dolores May, D. Gray, 94, of Platteville. Velma Shaw, 100, of DeForest, died Saturday at UW Health East Madison Hospital. Graveside services will be held Monday at 11 at the Button Cemetery. A lunch will be served at the Pratt Community Hall in Richland Center following the burial. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Velma Shaw, 100, of DeForest. Tyler Austin Smith Drake, 30, of Richland Center, died Saturday at UW Health University Hospital. A celebration of life will be held at 2 o'clock Friday, September 20th, at the Pratt Community Hall in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Community Hall Friday, September 20th, from noon until the time of service at 2. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Tyler Austin Smith Drake, 30, of Richland Center.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM-certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM-certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
ABC News at 8 on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by Sunnyside Bakery.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. 6 days.